Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
I want to make a true crime salad. Throw in some special agents, throw in some chat rooms, throw in some fraud and some wild charges.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. This story jumped out at me, and I've spent way too much time actually thinking about it.
And it's a chat room? So are we going back to like the early 2000s?
I mean, yes, we are.
All right.
2003.
Dude, chat rooms were a big thing. I don't know that they exist anymore. I'm sure they do.
I mean, you can chat so many other ways. They probably do, but it's probably like dark web, like find body parts to buy kind of situation.
Can you believe that at one point you could get in a chat room with nothing but strangers?
Yeah.
That is so not okay anymore.
Well, that's how like To Catch a Predator people, Chris Hansen still catches people that way, right? Maybe it's private. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
All right. Why don't you get us rolling?
Yeah. Tonight is one of the most unusual and chilling on the internet. And this, eventually we'll hit the courtroom. It takes place in the greater Manchester area of England. It's when a 14-year-old boy created a web of personas in chat rooms, convinced a friend to stab him, and ended up being the first in British legal history to be convicted of inciting his own murder.
Wild.
That is the wildest sentence I have ever thrown together.
That's why I'm here, man. That's what jumped out to me. Story begins in 2003. The boy who's referred to in court only as John... Sorry, John, but that's his name. They didn't release it because he was underage. Was a teenager who felt disconnected. So he fell into the trap so many people have and still do of transforming yourself online to be somebody else. There were times when he posed as a teenage girl. There were times when he posed as somebody dying of an illness. But our story today, he posed as a secret agent. He used this double life to manipulate somebody that he met in a chat room, a kid who was just a little bit older than him, and he's referred to as Mark. Again, sorry, no real names. And it started in the chat rooms. And you're right, you could just jump into it. And you could just throw chat in front of any word, like Chatropolis, Chat-arama, chat-whatever, and get in there and chat with people. And it was absolutely the Wild West. You had no idea who the people were, if they were saying what they were allowed to say. There were monitors who would kick people out, but then you could private message. Like it's a scary place.
Yeah. And this deception was like kind of crazy. So he used multiple email addresses, created false relationships, and even staged webcam interactions. So the chats were extensive, and there was an analysis of computer logs afterward that showed thousands of lines of communication. And at one point Mark asked, quote, "You want me to take him to Telford Center and kill him in the middle of Telford Center?" To which John answered, "Yes." So was Mark also one of his personas and he was talking to himself?
No. This was Janet, a persona of John, where he was a 42-year-old secret agent with MI15 in England. And he told Mark that he was trying to recruit new agents, and this would be Mark's initiation. Find this kid on this in this area of England and kill him, and then you will be in the program to become a special agent. If somebody told me I could be a special agent, I'd do some stuff. I don't know about stabbing a stranger, but I'd do some stuff.
This is literally an episode of The Office, right? Where Jim makes Dwight think that he's being recruited by like something like the CIA.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. He goes up, he waits on the helicopter on the roof.
Yeah, so you're telling me that this kid convinces somebody else that, you know, he needs to take this guy to the Telford Center and murder him.
Yeah, so he does indeed do that. Mark meets John. Again, John is saying, kill this kid. This kid is John. So he's saying, kill this person, and it's John himself. They walked into an alley, and Mark stabbed John once in the chest and once in the stomach, walking away and leaving him for dead. However, John survived. The stab wounds were serious. He had injuries to his liver and kidneys, had to have his gallbladder removed, but he survived, which threw off his entire plan. He wanted to use this to end his life.
So police investigations assumed that this was a robbery or a violent attack by a stranger, but there was actually CCTV footage that was pulled, and it contradicted that. It showed only the two boys together in the alley for 25 minutes, and that triggered an even deeper look. So agents identified John as the author of the multiple online personas. He had engineered this entire thing as a way to potentially kill himself.
Yeah, and you think about this. The big question is why, right? Why would he do this? They brought in a criminal intelligence analyst who reviewed tens of thousands of chat conversations that John had with his various characters or personas he had created.
How do they know all of these were John?
Yeah, I think at this point they got a hold of his computer and just figured out. I mean, there's a lot you can find out from information gathered in a browser, not so much anymore.
I guess IP addresses and stuff.
We're getting rid of cookies, which I love cookies so much.
We're getting rid of cookies?
There was another marker, and it was the fact that he misspelled the word maybe by putting a Y in for an A. So it's
maybe. I'm one of the worst spellers, but maybe?
Yeah, maybe. It's got to have an A in there somewhere, right? So they traced all that back to John's computer.
In May of 2004, both boys faced the court in Manchester Crown Court. John pleaded guilty to incitement to murder, perverting the course of justice. So, yeah, this inciting your own murder, like, I can't even believe that's a law on the books because it has to be that rare.
Well, I mean, it's attempted murder and he was the victim. So, wild.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I thought we'd seen it all.
Because, I mean, if you kill yourself, it's not like that wouldn't happen if you shot yourself and had a suicide attempt that was not completed, right? So how is this different? Because he's paying somebody or conning somebody into doing it? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's a con because, well, in other parts of the world, it's legal to have your doctor euthanize you.
Right.
So that's not murder.
Yeah.
At least it's not, you know, tried as murder.
Right. Mark pleaded guilty to attempted murder. And the judge described the case as staggering and something skilled writers of fiction would struggle to conjure up. Sentencing followed. John, who was 15 when they finally got their sentence, got a supervision order for 3 years, was banned from chat rooms and internet use when he's unsupervised. Mark got a 2-year supervised order for the attempt. The judge noted the uniqueness of the case. Nobody had ever been convicted of inciting their own murder before. So very much a landmark case. And I don't know that we'll ever see another one like it, John. It's wild.
Absolutely crazy. I'd love to know more about Mark. Like, how old was this guy? What was going on in his life that he thought these were legitimate?
Yeah, he was 15, turned 16 before the trial started. But we don't know a lot about him because they, in Britain, they do a great job of covering up identities even when it is, even when it's public record, as long as they're minors.
So Mark and John were both minors?
Yeah, both of them.
In my mind, I was picturing Mark as a young adult.
No. And, well, does that make it weird or different to you?
I think the fact that he was 15-year-old makes a lot more sense to me than it would have if this guy would have been in his late 20s, you know? I think that would have been, you know, I would have really wondered about that person's mental health and cognitive ability. But yeah, for an average 15-year-old to think that they're being recruited by, you know, their form of CIA.
Yeah.
Or like, you know.
It's wild.
It is very wild. But at 15, if I thought that, I would probably be like, yeah, I'm the bee's knees. And
yeah,
I know
let's figure it out. Yeah, convicted of attempted murder on himself. Guys, I don't know if it gets much more wild than that, but excited to bring this to you. Another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.